Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. We have got a marathon today of stories of hope. 8 people that are going to be coming up here in the next 2 hours that I'm going to introduce you to, that are going to be sharing their incredible stories with us so that we can heal and rise higher, because we heal when people tell stories. I want to thank first our loyal audience and our listeners that are tuning in every week to listen to us. Thank you so much for your time and for your energy. And so let's get to it. First, I want to say Ernest Hemingway, American writer, author, he told a story once in 6 words. And the story goes, baby shoes for sale, never worn, in 6 words. Incredible. That just blows me away how that story is told. So here we are. We are on the Stories of Hope to tell you and share with you incredible stories so that you can carry on and live your best life. My first guest today is Cindy Lynn. And now give me a minute, because her last name, I told her, I said, don't even tell me. I want to really try to get it. So her last name, Lamar Ruciola.
Very, very close. Lamarucciola.
Lamarucciola. Okay. Yes. Cindy Lynn Lamarucciola is the creator of the Heal Your Life community, a program that's designed to empower women to successfully manage their life, their career, and reclaim their health. We're all about it. Mm-hmm. While still being active, informed participants in managing their diagnosis. There's so much more to share here, but we're just going to welcome Cindy Lynn onto the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So it's great. So, oh my gosh, what are you up to with your Heal Your Life program? How are you going to inspire us with your story today with what it is that you're going to share?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I absolutely love your healing message, because my message is very much about healing beyond the cure.
Okay.
So very often I work with women who are in the midst of a diagnosis, have recently kind of wrapped up the active phase of a diagnosis, and yet they've lost so much of their life and their livelihood in the process. And that's kind of the space that I absolutely love to work. But let me back up a little bit and tell you about my story. And that is, interestingly enough, I always start with a question. And the question is, are you living your best life? Mm-hmm. And that, I think, opens it up to what's best for each individual. And that allows our lives to look very different and yet still have us reaching our absolute potential.
So that, I love that. I just want to chime in and ask the audience right now, Cindy's asking you, are you living your best life right now? Carry on.
So I thought I was. A number of years ago, probably, oh my gosh, it's probably 12 years ago now, I was at the height of my career. I was managing a busy regulatory affairs group for a medical device company. I had skedaddled my way down to 4 days a week. I thought I was living large. It was kind of everything I wanted. I had a young son at home, a husband who was very supportive. And I thought I was managing. I thought I was really doing well, on top of my game. And of course, I had the stresses like you normally do. And they'd show up in my body here and there. And you know, mm-hmm. as the stress would increase, how things would show up in my body would increase. And I ended up with this terrible stiff neck, terrible pain. And I did, I think, what a lot of us professional women do. Okay, as soon as things settle down, I'll take care of myself. And that became such a norm that I didn't even realize when I finally slowed down to take care of myself that I had a massive abscess and had lost a significant portion of my jawbone to the infection. I had accepted that pain as simply the stress of my job. And it was at that point that I said to my husband, who was in shock as well, this something has to change. And so I took a leap. Now, my original background way back is nursing and cardiac nursing.
Wow.
And I say that with pride. And I also then say that after my story with a little bit of embarrassment, because there's like, you know, I should have known better. But when we're in something, it's very difficult to know better, very difficult to identify it. And I wanted to get back to working with individuals. And I'm very good with the acutely ill individuals, heart attacks and strokes and all the rest of that. But really, I wanted to help women who had gotten through that and were sort of left on the other side. Because I think whether it's orthopedic issues, whether it's, you know, cardiac issue, whatever, you get discharged from the hospital, you get a page of dietary advice, that's usually kind of random, you get a page of exercises, maybe again, kind of random, and you turn loose. And we transform so much and we grow so much as we move through managing a diagnosis, living through a sickness. And what I've even found in this past year and a half is living through this pandemic. And these experiences change us. We want different things out of life. And I think that's probably one of the most shocking things to people is that so often women will come to me and they'll say, I just want my old life back. And they'll start to take actions to get their old life back. And they find it just doesn't fit at all. And again, the same with the pandemic. We're seeing that as people return to offices. It's like, you know what? No, I thought I was managing that. I thought that's what I wanted before. Very much like in my position, I thought I was at the top of the world. But no. I've seen some different things. I've experienced different things in my body, in my life, in my relationships. And now I want to create something different. And that's become my whole mission in helping women create the space for that and giving them tools and resources to determine what their very best life is.
That's so good. Everything that you're talking about is just so spot on. It's so good. And, you know, you said it. You said that you're okay with being with women that have serious illnesses. And, you know, someone that is curious, interested in you, someone that can sit with you without trying to rush you out of their office, like to get on with the next appointment, someone that's really curious to find out what's the root cause here. Where did this originate from? Where did this get stored? When did this begin? Someone like you. So I'm celebrating you, and I very much appreciate that you are doing this work. It is so needed today. It is so needed for all the reasons that you said, with, you know, people, women in particular are thinking that they're doing a great job. Overgivers, overachievers.
Yes.
You know, and women really have to learn how to become women again.
Mm-hmm.
Not just doing, you know, doing all of these things, but we also have to, you know, learn how to become women again in that we are healers and that we are so much more than what we've you know, we've had to fit into the old world, into the masculine world, and now we're creating a new one. So, Cindy Lynn, I love your story. First of all, I want to ask you, are you interested in being interviewed on other podcasts?
Oh, absolutely. I love sharing this message.
So, because I created the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, and I work with entrepreneurs to help them grow their business, grow their brand through podcasting and video and audio marketing. But I have an entire group of people now that also have podcasts, like, you know, The Body Whisperer, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, for instance. I think you would be a great guest there, or Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, or even in the Diane McClay Show, or on the Shift podcast. So there's so many places where I can see that I want to introduce you to. So will you stay in touch with us?
Absolutely. I would be honored.
Awesome. And then let's let the audience know right now where they can go to connect with you so that they can talk to you a little bit further. Do you have like a free discovery call or something like that that you do?
I have my website, and I have probably the starting point for most everyone is a free communication guide that they can download to begin kind of reclaiming themselves and how they talk about their diagnosis and their experience.
Good. That's really
all my information is for contact is on my website.
Which
and
is?
That's Cindy Lynn, CYNDILYNNE.com.
Good. That's easy.
You don't have that last part on there.
Yeah, that's good. What nationality is that last part?
That's Italian. And it's my husband's name.
Okay. Yeah, good. Well, Cindy Lynn, it's absolutely extraordinary what you are doing. I trust that the women that are listening to this, that are looking for, a person like yourself, of what it is that you're offering, that they take you up on this offer and go check out your website, which is very easy to get to, cindylynn.com, right?
Yes.
Very easy. So, and now I want to tell everybody, you know, normally we go to break, but Cindy, what we're going to do is we're just going to have you stay on with us right now, just as I'm talking through the break, which is probably about 2 to 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then you can quietly leave, and then we'll allow our next guest to come in and we'll carry on. But I'm so excited about what I'm about to ask to share with you all is the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app. So we just created an app where I feature the world's best entrepreneurs, consultants, healers, coaches, doctors, entrepreneurs in their field in this app. And so this is for you, the audience that's listening to this and that is wanting to be involved in a community where you can fall in love with those influencers that are supporting you to do what Cindy just said, and that is to live your best life so that you have at your fingertips all of the resources in that app. So the best thing to do, what we want to do right now, is we want to go to, let's just go get it right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the App Store, and we're going to type in KS Media, MEDIA Group. And when you get that, you're going to see the little tree, which is the logo. It's the Cornelia Stephanie Media logo. And then download that app onto your phone so that when, and then also while you're there, just create your free account so that you can have access to all the articles, to the blogs, to the resources that are there. There's podcasting, go to directories and look at all of the hosts that are there. Look at all the resources that you have. Anything from gratitude to confidence to nutritional coaching to the Body Whisperer, all of those resources are there for you. And you can get it at the App Store or in your Play Store. And if you are an entrepreneur and you want to make some extra income and you want to be featured in our app, be sure that you message me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and I will be happy to set up a call with you privately to see what your services are and how we can best align and support each other. So, Jacob, are you there?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi. So are we good? Are we good to bring on our next guest?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Wonderful. So are we ready? Are we ready, Jacob?
Yep, you go for it.
Okay. So my next guest today is Alicia Ayala. Ayala. As a childhood trauma survivor, Alicia adopted a growth mindset early in her life, knowing there was a choice to stay where she was or take quantum action to live a different life. She has a degree in business management and management of information systems, becoming the first in her family to graduate from college. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And I am so embarrassed that I did not send this in advance. It's Alicia Ayala. And I know it's a mouthful. So I apologize that I didn't do that in advance, but I felt like I had to say something.
Yes. And I'm glad you did. Alicia Ayala.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm totally with you. I mean, because, you know, that's your unique way to say your name. So, and that's okay. We got it straight now. Alicia Ayala, welcome to the show today.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. You look like a princess. For some reason, I want to say that. I don't know why.
Thank you.
Yeah. Has anybody ever told you that?
No, but that is like, that's so sweet. Thank you. No.
Okay. So you're here to inspire us. And so you're gonna tell us a story, something that is gonna move us and that's gonna inspire us. What's that gonna be?
Yes. So today what I want to talk to you about, I have a myriad of stories and I really wanted to come with something that's inspiring. And what I want to talk about today is this, you know, this idea of living our lives on autopilot. I know we've all experienced this where we're driving in our cars and we're just like mindlessly driving and all of a sudden we arrive and we don't know how we got there and we don't think much of it. It's like, oh, this happened. But this happens in our lives as well. And, you know, as we grow and we shift and we change, our dreams shift and change. And this can happen. And so I also believe we can change the trajectory of our life at any moment. There are always these opportunities. And sometimes we think they're going to be big, but most of the time they're these small, innocuous moments. And so I want to share a story of this moment, these couple of moments that happened for me over a 5-year period. But the first one is I'm 36 and I am postpartum. I am in this sort of like, I would have described it at that time as like a deep blackness. Like I was really sad. And yes, I was postpartum, but it felt like more than that. And I really didn't understand it. I didn't know what was happening. I had a 3-year-old, I had a, you know, newborn baby, and this went on for about a good 6 months and my poor husband. But this was this, you know, I was in a deep sadness. Now this wasn't something that was preventing me from going to work, but I would crawl into bed and I was so exhausted and unhappy. And I didn't know how to move away from that moment. And so, but there was this moment that happened where I'm sitting on the floor and I remember it. We're on the beige carpet. My daughter is then 6 months. So this has been 6 months of this blackness. And we're sitting there and she's at that age where she's cooing and she's gurgling and she's, you know, there's slobber coming out of her mouth and I'm on the floor with her on the beige carpet. And it was like this mirror moment where I'm looking at her and she is so happy and yeah. She's looking at me and she thinks I'm amazing. And she's happy. And I realize in this moment that I am not happy, that somehow, somewhere, I got lost. Yet I have this amazing family and nothing is like terrible, but I'm not happy. And so it was like in this moment on the floor, on the beige carpet, where I looked at her and I was just like, in my head, I'm like, I have to find my way back to happy. And I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how I got there. But I spent the next 4 months immersing myself in personal development, in self-help, in self-healing, in podcasts. And it was like 4 months of this, like really finding myself. And I reconnected to who I was. I discovered who I was again, like what I loved. And most importantly, I realized that all that time, it was because I was unfulfilled. I was not happy. I was misaligned in the life that I wanted. And so in this moment, I was like, I am going to be an executive. I am going to continue to push my career and I'm going to apply for a director role. And that's what I did. I took a director role. I spent the next 3.5 years just like really immersing myself in becoming this, like I wanted to be a C-level executive. And so I had made director, I had made senior director. My life was amazing. But again, I found myself like, feeling some of those similar feelings of like this tugging of being unhappy or me, you know, but from the outside, everybody would say like, your life is beautiful. Your life is amazing. And so it happened in 2020 after COVID, we had been talking about me moving to a VP role and here I am. And I'm like, yes, this next moment, right? The next package, the next title, I'm going to make this happen. And I was so proud. And it was just like a weekly meeting with my boss. It was, again, an innocuous moment that we'd had many times. And he said, are you ready? Are you ready for this, you know, to become a VP? And do you know what that means? And it was like that phrase of, do you know what that means? That it was like time and space stopped. And in that moment, it was like I could see the next 10 years of my life. And it was more time away from myself, more time away from my family, not with my kids. And I realized that that's not what I wanted. And most importantly, what I realized was that the 22 years that I've been building this career, it was about proving my worth. And I was on autopilot. And it was not about taking what my value was and sharing that. And so in that moment, I mean, not right in that moment, I realized this in that moment, but I had to go back and talk to my husband and tell my husband, hey, babe, I need to leave a 22-year career and I'm going to go be an entrepreneur. Because what I realized was what I really wanted to do was I wanted to serve. I wanted to share my story. I wanted to inspire other people. I wanted to help other high-achieving corporate moms live a life that they loved. They can have the career and they can still be aligned to who they are. And so that is what I did. And so here I am.
And you're back to happy.
I'm back to happy and aligned to me.
Totally. I love this story. I love this story. You're back to happy. That could actually be a title of a book. And you're such a great storyteller. You know, you really are. You're an amazing speaker, amazing mom, amazing storyteller, amazing wife, back to happy. And now you're helping other women with your message and with your vision and what it is that you're doing in the world. Do you have a website?
I do. It's aliciaayala.com.
Oh, good. That's great. That's the great brand. That's your name. And so that's perfect. So now what are you doing? Do you have programs? Do you do one-on-one coaching? What is it that you're doing? Do you have a Facebook group? Do you have a group? What are you doing?
Yes. Yeah. So right now I've got one-on-one coaching where I walk women through a 12-week program to really take a look at four pillars of their life, their future. I believe your story is your power. And I believe that so like to the core of me. And so we look at your past, your present, your future, and creating an unstoppable mindset where you know that you can take everything about who you are and create a life that you love. So I do that in one-on-one coaching. I am in the process of creating an online program where it will be a do-it-yourself, you know, on your own. And that will be launched in November. And then I also have a Facebook group for where I share, I do lives, I do different trainings and different challenges.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I love what you're doing. I definitely want to talk to you about being featured in our app because every entrepreneur, world's best, you certainly are. How do you like being an entrepreneur?
So I love it. I will say, and I'm just going to be completely transparent because I don't know how to be any other way. But you know, I think that leap from corporate and always like always having, I would say, what's so it's a pseudo stability, but having that stability, what I felt like was stability to jump into entrepreneurship, it was, and it still is, it's so much growth. And so good thing I love growing and I love pivoting and learning, because that has, like, that's what it's about. And continuing to just, like, when you do something, just knowing, right, you have to keep going. And being in corporate, I knew how to have the conversations. I knew how to structure my week. I knew how to do everything. And so this was a recreation, not only of myself, but of that whole structure of my day. So it was a challenge. It still is, but I'm growing through it.
Yeah, it's not easy being an entrepreneur. It's hard. It's hard work. It's rewarding. It's rewarding. But you are now the VP of your own company, of your own foundation, and you're the boss. You get to decide. You get to choose, which it has many benefits to be an entrepreneur. But at the same time, you have to really be disciplined and, you know, not sabotage your own success. So
right.
You're a rock star, and I love what you're doing out in the world. Thank you so much for coming on. Be sure to share this video in your groups and share it with people on social media. And definitely everyone go to Alicia Ayala, right? Did I say it right?
Alicia Ayala.
Alicia Ayala, and go.com and go check out her website. And that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We're going to go to break and we'll be right back. Thank you, Alicia. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We are in a marathon run today for Stories of Hope. My next guest is Brittany Churchill. She's an author, speaker, entrepreneur, and a single mom of two kids with a big heart to help women awaken to their worth and tap into their personal power. She lives in Austin, Texas, and is an active contributor to AustinMoms.com. Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so happy to be here.
Good. I know, right? So here we are. We finally made it. And now you're going to be able to share the story that you were going to share a few weeks ago. Yes. when you couldn't make it because you got sick. And now you're here. We rescheduled and everything is fine. And what is it that you want to inspire our audience with today?
Yeah, thank you so much. And I really appreciate you having grace for me when I was sick and allowing me to reschedule. So that means a lot. So thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to share with everybody about my journey with my book, Tap In, Not Out. It's a book for overwhelmed moms on how to reclaim peace, cultivate a better life. I wrote this book while getting a divorce, moving states, and going from stay-at-home mom to for 7 years to full-time working mom and having to, you know, basically turn my life upside down and have my kids full-time, work full-time, and I launched this book. It was just crazy, but it was during a season of my life where I was writing from what I knew, right? I was writing from an experience of being a new mom and what it was like to go through that transition of zero to one kid, where you're just like, this is a completely different way of living. Like, who in the world am I now? And so I wrote from that experience. But what's interesting is I was also going through another experience like that, where it's like, going through divorce and moving to a new state, you're just like, what life am I living now? And who am I now? Because all these things that I was associating to Brittany, all these labels were being pulled away one by one. And I was left with like, I don't know what, and I had to discover myself. And I think this is an incredible thing that a lot of people can relate to, because life happens. People in relationships lose jobs. They get super sick. You know, there are things that happen in life that kind of rock the foundation of who you are. And you go through a season where you're like, I don't know who I am. And it's this identity crisis. You could call it a crisis or a reinvention of yourself. And it's an interesting thing to navigate. And the way that I describe it, so like maybe you're in this kind of space and you can relate to that, maybe not, but I think everybody can relate to this example. And the way I describe it is, it's like walking into a dark room and you're in this room and this room represents your life and you have no idea where things are placed, how things are decorated, what kind of room it is. All you know is you're there. And it's this incredibly disorienting feeling. And you're just like, you don't know how to move about because you have no spatial concept of what is in front of you. And so for me, I was like fumbling around looking for matches, metaphorical matches, to like give me a glimmer of light to like help me make sense of my life or my room. And that looked like getting a job, getting a place to stay, all these normal things that made my life feel normal. And when those things were in place, I realized my internal world was a basket case. And I couldn't trust my emotions from one day to the next and yada, yada, yada. And what I realized after doing some real intense inner work, I realized the light I was looking for all along was right here, which is the most incredible, most empowering experience ever. And that's my message. That's what I want to put out there, is this is this idea of awakening women's worth and igniting their inner power by helping them understand that they can find the light for their life within themselves. And they actually have that power. And so when you can connect to that and light up your world, man, things start happening and you become more creative. You become more inspired. You actually become the person you're designed to be. You start lighting up the world the way that you were created to be. And it's freaking beautiful. So that's my message. And that's what I do, is I encourage women to come together and awaken women's worth and ignite their inner power, because it's there. Come out from underneath the thumb of oppression and sadness and guilt and shame. That's not what you're meant for living. Nobody's meant to live that way, right? Like, that's not living. That's just existing underneath this thumb. And that's not quality life.
So you're so beautiful and you're so smart. And so, oh, thank you so much for sharing all that you shared. So do you think that because of the place where you were at when you were in the dark room, that actually helped you to connect to your inner light? That was there was a purpose in that experience, right? And do you feel like that this is a way for other women to, when you tell this story, so that they can relate and connect to their own inner light?
I think what you're saying is really important, because there are lessons in the darkness. There are gifts in the darkness, and had I not gone through that, there's a depth to the empathy and the pain and connection I can have with other people that I wouldn't have otherwise. So I feel like there's so many good things that come through going through dark times. And you're absolutely right. Like, there's, and so don't miss the lesson. Don't miss the lesson, because life will come back and try to teach you it again.
Yeah.
So it's like, just to be able to open up and have that awareness, just it takes a lot of practice. And I've developed what I call the tap in method. And that it's a 5-step process that I extracted it. Didn't realize I was writing about it in my book. And I, since going through my divorce experience, I've been able to extract this 5-step process that I realized this is what I walked through in my own healing. And I continue to do this process because it makes me a stronger, emotionally stronger, spiritually stronger, and mentally stronger. Because life continues to throw stuff at you, right?
Yeah. And you're so young and you know, so how old are your kids, Brittany?
I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Okay. Well, first of all, would you contact me next week on social media and on instant message? Because I have a new client. She's a young woman, probably in her early 30s. And I would like to connect her with you so that she can. You have a Facebook group, right? That you do.
Yes.
So can you tell us where that Facebook group is right now so that everyone can listen and go check it out? What's the Facebook group?
So the Facebook group is called Women Igniting Women's Worth. So very simple. I'll say it again, Women Igniting Women's Worth. And it's a great place where I'm teaching basic concepts of the tap-in method. And then we have people come in and talk about, I mean, there's so many different topics that you can talk about that relate to women's worth. And they're, so I bring in conversations every week and we have quality conversations. All the heart of it is just to nurture the hearts of women and to say, hey, hello, you're meant for living. Yeah. And just help encourage women to do that. So yeah.
It's so true. So that's why I want you to private message me, because I want to put you in personal contact with this lady. She's a young mom, twins. Twin boys, age of 3. She's got a full-time job, husband, the whole thing. And it's just a lot going on. But I feel like this tap-in method and what you're doing would be something that she can maybe, tap into and benefit from that. Yeah, do you also have a website?
Yeah. So it's brittanychurchill.com. So I don't know if there's a way to put it in the maybe in the show notes, actually. So the way to contact me, I think.
Well, what we're going to do when we share this video on social media, the best way to do it when you see it on social media, because you can go to my personal Facebook page and you'll see this video. And also we're going to be promoting it next week, is just, hi, I'm Brittany, and put in your information right underneath the thread, which is like super easy. You put your Facebook, put everything and your personal information where people can contact you. It's and which is something that I invite you to do in sharing this message and sharing this story with people in the future, because as a podcast host and also a coach, I help entrepreneurs grow their brand and repurpose their content. This is something that you can share at different times, time and time again, because you shared your stories and so many incredible nuggets with what you shared today. So that's really incredible. So now how long have you been living in Texas now? Because you moved to Texas.
Yeah. So it's a little over 2 years now. So I moved in 2019 to Texas.
Yeah, and so then did you move? So you moved by yourself because you had you were getting a divorce, and did you already have community there, or did you find and build community now?
Well, so I have family down here, and I moved with my kids, so my kids are here, and I moved here to be closer to family. Community, that's a funny thing because it was 2019, and I went into full work mode and launching a book, and then the pandemic hit. So it's been. So I have pockets of little community, but it's been the most interesting move of my life because of the pandemic. It really stunted or stopped a lot of that community building. But I have family here and have slowly built a little bit of a community over time. It's funny because I feel like a lot of my community is just online and they're everywhere. And that's just, I think the new age that we're living in, right?
Yeah, so, it is.
Yeah,
it is, because that's how I started too, online, over since 2010, wow. 2011. And it's amazing. So when the pandemic hit, I didn't really, go through the whole shock like the whole world did, because I've been working at home online for a long time because already in alignment with my vision and my purpose doing this work, and yeah. So it's, for me, it was like not much changed other than all of a sudden now the people that I was talking to, everybody was really busy trying to figure out how to take care of their families at home instead of sending them out into the world. So there weren't that many people available to talk to initially.
Oh, that's so funny. Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's a normal thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So anyway, I just want to thank you so much for coming on, and I'm so glad that you're well and it's all good, and you're just going to keep rising and shining with your beautiful light, helping women to tap in to that inner strength, and that they're here to claim their worth, claim their value, and live their best life. That's what it is that you're doing, right? So let's tell the audience again where to find the
Yeah. Okay. So on Facebook, the community that I have is called Women Igniting Women's Worth. And you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. My handles are The Brittany Churchill. So it's Brittany. Because you can spell Brittany a lot of different ways. So yeah. Love to connect. Love to connect. So
good. So I want to tell the audience to download the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app, where I feature the world's leading best entrepreneurs in their field. Go to the App Store, download it now, create your free account, get a free ebook, and then you're going to have access to all this amazing content that is there. You're going to fall in love with the influencers on how to live your best life. There's so much content. There's so many podcasts there that are here to support you, and an entire community so that you can really, it's your one-stop shop. Just go in here. You don't have to go anywhere else. So this is like super awesome. I want to thank you, Brittany, for coming on today, and we're going to go to break and we'll be right back. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kareen and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit KareenBierfeld.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited. I'm just so filled up with this incredible energy that we're sharing here today in the Stories of Hope Marathon. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm about to introduce you to Dr. Juliana England. And she is a duly licensed naturopath, doctor, acupuncturist, and body, mind, and soul educator. Exactly what we need. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So you came on today to tell us a story about of hope, something that you're going to inspire us with, and you get to just take us right to it.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I think my latest story of hope is about 2 years, 2.5 years ago. My mom was sitting on my couch, and I looked at her, and she just looked ashen gray, and I noticed that her throat was just full of lumps. And anyways, very 3 weeks later, she was gone. And through that time, it was really difficult. My son was an 18-month-old. I was had just sold my business, and I was working there as an independent contractor and trying to support her taking over the business. And my husband had just was closing down his business. It was just a really crazy time. Anyway, she ended up dying of this very rare type of leukemia or lymphoma. And so, as you can imagine, it was just a lot. I was staying up every single night, taking care of her, driving to her house. My son, at 18 months old, they go through a real period of attachment again. So he was really needing me. And so he would scream and went through this whole separation anxiety during that time. And I kept having to leave him. And I basically didn't sleep for 3 weeks while I cared for her. Anyway, what's interesting is that during that time, it broke up my whole family, really, that death, and it changed all of our dynamics. And I think that this, I've really had a couple years, tomorrow's her birthday, so I think that's why I bring it up today. I've had a lot of time to really think about this, and I realized that, for about a year, I went into this place of total just darkness and stopped talking to a lot of my friends. I cut off most of my hair. It's grown back quite a bit now. And I realized, looking back after a couple of years now, that I've worked with a lot of people going through grief. I've a past working, volunteering with hospice, and I realized that through her death, something big for me and big for my patients, I think, too, and other people going through a lot of grief and sorrow, is that as the time has gone on, and I've had a lot of time to really process it through counseling, but also through my own Qigong meditation practice, I've really realized that grief can be really a step towards transformation. And that I realized, why was it hooking me so much? Why was I staying in this darkness? It was my way really of holding on to her. Mm-hmm. And that eventually, when I was able to let go just a little bit and loosen my grip just a little bit, I looked back and I realized that I was carrying a lot of shame for being a doctor and not realizing that she was sick sooner. Granted, I didn't see her a lot sooner, but she kept telling me she was tired and she was seeing a doctor and whatever else. And I let go of that needing to be in charge. But of course, I felt so much shame for that. I felt a lot of shame because my mom and I had had a lot of challenges in our life together. There were a lot of things I really felt like were my fault. And I realized that I think there's a lot of things in my life. I've just always been that way where I feel like everything's my fault. Nothing else is anyone else's fault. And I think that her death really gave me a huge gift and that I was able to see this quality of myself and really feel her light with me. The last few years, we were really close since I had had my son. And she was a huge help. She was full of unconditional love and the best mom and grandma a person could be. And her life was really full circle for me. And I realized that I don't have to hurt myself. It's not going to bring her back. And that I can take from her death this light and let it transform this part of me that things are not in my control. Me nor anyone else in this world has that much power over anything. And so I guess that's my story of hope, is that I feel really thankful that I was able to go into that grief. I call it reverential grief. And because what was reverential of it is that I took in what was horrible about it, all the anger and the sorrow and the judgments against myself and the all the good times too and the happiness. And I really feel like my heart and my being kept what makes me bigger, what makes me a bigger person, what makes me feel more relaxed and light in my body, and let go of that really that didn't serve me. And I don't think I would have been able to go through that it had not been such a horrible situation that I was a part of.
So, my gosh, what an incredible story. And thank you so much for being so open and so vulnerable in sharing your story about the shame that you were feeling, about you being a doctor and that you didn't see it sooner. And then the part that you actually had to forgive yourself and release those negative emotions and let go of all of that during that time when it was a really dark time in your life where you stopped talking to your friends and everything so that you could really go in and examine yourself and look at the judgments and look at the behaviors and look at how you felt and your mom's situation, you're in your mom's life, brought this up for you so that you can heal and release and let go and raise your family now, right?
Right.
You know, where you can now be that beacon of light for your son and for your children and for your husband and for your patients. And that now there's a shinier part, because I always say, you know, the emotional core wounding of shame, the opposite of it is shine.
Mm. Oh, wow. Love that.
You know, so the opposite wound of shame, and shame is one of the lowest vibrations that we can feel. It has an energy of tar, mm-hmm. blackness and dark mm-hmm. shame. It's like, and you know, we're not in our empowerment if we're in shame. And so you know, rising out of that shame to come into the shine, right, is, you know, it happened because of the experience that you were with your mom. And it sounds like the two of you had a wonderful time together, and you're lighter and you're better, and now you're living her legacy and also your own.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to let the audience know where to find you, where they can look up your information.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I have a website and it's drjulianaengland.com and it's spelled DR, so the abbreviated doctor, and then Juliana, J-U-L-I-A-N-N-A, two N's. And my last name is England, E-N-G-L-U-N-D.com. And so I've been writing a lot on there because I teach a lot of Qigong classes virtually, as well as I have my practice here in San Luis Obispo, but I teach virtually. And I really have been teaching about this embodiment that's our, a lot of our experiences are in our body and our feelings, and that we can really work through them with different meditation practices to let them transform us into a higher state of being.
Yes, good. And I want to feature you in our app because we want to have these meditations in there for people around the world where they can have access to it right away every day just by the click on their phone.
So, great, you know, thank you.
Let's be sure to have another conversation. And thank you so much for coming on today, for being a guest on the Cornelia Stephanie Show and inspiring us when with your message, when even when we go through deep grief and deep loss, like the way that you have, that we can come through on the other side. And so thank you so much. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we're gonna close this show and we'll go on to the next one. See you, everyone. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.